Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast of The Zioli Show. Do us a favor and subscribe to the podcast, rate the podcast, and tell your friends. Either that or I'll leave to become President Trump's chief of staff. Thanks for listening.
Rich Zioli Show Podcast.
So will the president get another Supreme Court pick? Yes, I think he will. This time it'll be Amy Coney Barrett. Mark my words.
Good.
If Ruth Bader Ginsburg decides to retire, because we can't speculate on things like she's, you know, going to kick the bucket or anything. Can't say those things.
No, and a lot of prayers for her as she recovers from cancer surgery at 85 and missed work this week and will miss again. It was announced today.
Exactly.
She's going to miss next week. So
now there are rumors that she's already dead.
No, there are.
I don't know if that's
Richard.
True. I don't know if that's true. Greg, you hear this? Are you hearing this, Greg? All right. So it's a sin, Dawn.
It's a sin. It's like Bernie's weekend. Bader's weekend.
Just carrying around, RBG, just carrying around, walking around. She's doing fine. By the way, what happens if she winds up just in a vegetative state? Do you know the answer to that?
What?
No, I'm asking, do you know?
No.
Oh. Well, that's a problem. She's there for life.
So it's like a weekend of Bernie's thing?
Literally.
who's gonna work her?
I don't know. Her law clerks? Is that, I mean, if you become a Supreme Court law clerk and you think, oh man, I've hit the big time after law school, and your job is to cart her around, make it look like she's functioning as a human being, that's not good. That's a bad gig, I think. Dawn, it's a sin, what it is. But no, there's no way to remove a Supreme Court justice except impeachment, but I don't think they're going to impeach her. I mean, the Democrats in the Senate, that would be interesting. If she's not in a position to do the job, would you try to remove her from office? I don't think they would ever remove her from office. They would start just sacrificing their own organs, children, whatever it took at that moment.
I think Alyssa Milano would literally, sacrifice herself, whatever body part she needed, Alyssa Milano would give her.
If there was a way for, what's that movie, Freaky Friday?
Yes.
They could switch.
Yeah.
Switch
Alyssa Milano has already offered to Ruth Bader Ginsburg. They could switch. RBG could have a young, Ruth Bader Ginsburg running around in Alyssa Milano's body. She'd be less crazy than Alyssa Milano, a whole lot better looking, but than Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And then Alyssa Milano can take Ruth Bader Ginsburg's body and just kind of sit there on the respirator. But they're never going to, I'm telling you right now, I'm not normally conspiratorial. They will delay letting us know, if God forbid she passes, they'll delay letting us know as long as humanly possible. As long as possible is what I'm saying. It's like it'll be in the movies where they have a big ice chest.
Yeah.
You know?
Stop. You stop it.
It'll be only if Trump loses the election, the next day they'll announce, well, look at what she just passed. It'll be like in the movie Dave.
No, it'll be Kavanaugh going in the back freezer for a beer. Open the freezer and go, oh my God.
Puts his hand in, grabs a cold one. He actually pulls up her arm. It's a terrible. I can't believe these jokes on this show.
I just went in there for ice.
This is why the FCC should really be back in charge.
See?
Yeah, so they'll wait as long as humanly possible for that. Remember the movie Dave?
Yes.
With Kevin Kline?
Yes.
I just talked about this last night with Evil Jared on his podcast. And that's a great movie where the president has a stroke and Kevin Kline, Dave, looks just like him. So they get him to be the president. Meanwhile, the real president's down in the basement of the White House in the bunker on some sort of giant, I don't know, respirator or something like that. Come on. You're telling me that that's not a possibility for real life?
Not a possibility.
Makeup's gotten a whole lot better since then.
Yeah.
You could fake a Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Absolutely.
No.
There's so many good impersonators out there. They're all lefties. Joe Conklin. Get Joe Conklin to be Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Yep. He could do it.
Sure. Because nobody actually sees him, right? I mean, because there's no cameras allowed in there.
No, all you got to do is just do a conference call and go, I'm here. That's it.
Okay.
Sounds good to us. And every now and then just Just like wave out the window. Hi, I'm doing fine. All right.
They're going to put her in one of those Darth Vader outfits like they did to Anakin Skywalker when he was half dead.
That's just so mean. It's just mean, Dawn. It's a sin. Kavanaugh's like, damn, I need a cold one. Psh. Oh, that's really cold. No, that's really, really, really like ice chest cold. Terrible. So that's going to be a nice unifying moment for the country, though. If she does leave the court. Boy, you think you've seen a fight now. Oh, man.
Hey, Rich, you think Larry King could play Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
Stop. Yeah, I'm here. I'm reading my briefs. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, what if she got a blood transfusion from Nancy Pelosi? Do you think that could work? My vampiric blood can save her.
Well, actually, Keith Richardson proved that those blood, whatever you call them, transfusions, they work for a lot of people. Yeah. Do it for youth, you know.
Youth and vigor.
Youth and vigor, yes.
Yes, you know, and the other thing, too, about Ruth Bader Ginsburg is that the Supreme Court, you're right, Greg, nobody sees them. There are no cameras in there. And they don't, all you got to do is sit there in the chair. So unless one of the other judges rats her out, she could literally, they could just go put her in the chair and then get her out of the chair.
Present.
Right? And, oh, and yes, here's another question from our dear friend, Diane, who sent me Animal House for all of us as a Christmas gift, by the way, along with wonderful pictures of the Zioli Army on her truck. She put it all over her truck. She asked this question. How do we know it won't be an animatronic Ruth Bader Ginsburg? They have them.
It's true.
They have them now.
Yeah, they did. They resurrected Tupac at like Coachella or one of those things.
See?
So they could do it.
Or a hologram.
Yeah, that's what they did, a hologram.
A hologram Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I just see the email now. This show mocking an 85-year-old can't just
send it
chill
to the
out.
Yeah. Send it to the FCC.
Yeah. Oh, send it to Ajit Pai. It'll be returned because he's not there. 855-839-1210. Well, we'll all keep her in our prayers. And by that, I pray that she'll resign from
Stop.
The Supreme Court. What? And just go and be with her family in her final days. Why doesn't she do that? Look, if there were any other president, that's exactly what would happen here. Come on. She's 85 years old. She'd go retire and go spend the time with her kids or whoever. I don't know. She have kids? I have no idea. Whoever's around her. Whatever. But they will keep her, the poor woman. They will literally... If there's a way, they'll be at the coffin going, can you just vote on this one thing? It'll be like that scene in, what's the movie, Homeland, where they, revive her, we need her vote.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Revive her, whatever it takes. It's a terrible thing, Dawn. All right, 855-839-1210. So let's see now, we have this, let's see here. A local station says CNN spiked a segment on the border after learning the reporter was pro-wall. This is the media going after the media. I love this. A San Diego TV station called KUSI. They said they were contacted by CNN. They said they were pro-wall, and then CNN ditched the segment. Take a listen.
Yeah. Very 25 days. Yeah. Thanks, Alan. And as a sign of the times in this debate on the shutdown, CNN asked if KUSI would provide a reporter to offer our local view of the debate, especially to learn if the wall works in San Diego.
KUSI offered our own Dan Plant, who's reported many times that the wall is not an issue here. In fact, most officials believe it is effective. The issue we face is the migrants and the debate over their treatments.
Now, knowing this, CNN declined to have on their programs, which often present the wall as not required in other places, like the stretch of the Texas border the president visited earlier today. They didn't like what they heard from us.
Just some background for you. Other news.
All right.
Very interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. CNN said, we'd love for you to be objective about the story. And by objective, we mean anti-wall. So if you're not willing to do that, unfortunately, then we can't have you come on the show.
So you wonder, I was looking, you know, I wonder if they found a station that said, oh, no, it's terrible. It's not working. And if they chose, so if they were like cherry picking the message.
Yeah. And they called them up. They're like, so we're looking for local border TV stations. Come on, CNN. Real fast. We just want to know, can you guys be objective? Of course. Yeah. So we're anti-wall, obviously, CNN. So by objective, you mean you're going to back us up 110%, right? Right? Jim Acosta today, Dawn. Did you see him today? You know where he is today?
Is he back at the Burger King wall?
No, actually today he's at the Philadelphia Zoo. He's standing in front of the bear encampment, in front of the fence, arguing there's no need for the fence because all the bears are inside, Dawn. They're not outside roaming the zoo. Why do you need a fence,
see?
Dawn? You see? So that's Jim Acosta's day-to-day. That's his assignment.
It's like Anchorman. Didn't he go down in the bear cave or something?
Yeah. Jim Acosta will fall in and wrestle the bear. Be the most entertaining segment of his life. Maria is in Gilbertsville, PA. Maria, happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday, Rich. How are you?
You're welcome.
We have had the flu, and
oh,
all
no.
we could do was wait for you to come on at 3 o'clock oh. to feel better. So thank you for everything. But I wanted to just ask, why is it that everyone is getting mad at President Trump? Why aren't we getting mad at Pelosi and the senators and the congressmen? And why are the government employees being held accountable for what our senators should be make, you know, should make happen? That's the job. You don't not pay the electrician because you don't like the job the plumber did.
Right.
You know?
It's a great point. So, Maria, there's a couple of members of Congress who said they won't take their pay. And okay. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is not one of them, by the way.
Well, yeah, and it figures. And, you know, they shouldn't even have a choice because a lot of them have so much money, it doesn't matter. And I understand that government employees make a lot of money, but not all of them. And some of them do live paycheck to paycheck.
Sure.
And it's not their fault. President Trump was elected to build the wall. He was elected by over half of the country. So it's not up to Pelosi to make that decision.
Well said. Well said, Maria. I hope you feel better and everybody gets better, okay?
Well, thanks, Rich. Take care.
You're welcome. So the issue of the wall is still the big story of the day today, no doubt. And the president says, as of now, he's not going to declare a national emergency. He always, of course, could if he wants to. Now, there's been a lot of questions around the whole issue of the government shutdown and whether or not an issuing of a national emergency would then mean the government reopens. Not necessarily, but the thinking would be, yeah, the thinking would be that's what would happen. It would be issued, goes to court. But yeah, the government would reopen because now the president has said he's moving funds from the military for the wall. So now the $5.7 billion he wanted to be appropriated is no longer an issue. Ergo, the government can reopen. I think it's only done, I mean, really, probably it's done if they want to reopen the government. And the Republicans who would pressure him to do it on Capitol Hill would do it so that the government could get reopened. Otherwise, they're not going to be on board. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, they don't have to be on board. Actually, they do. They do, because Congress could override a national emergency declaration. So they do have to be on board. And for them, for a lot of them, they're getting very nervous that the government shutdown is going to hurt them politically. So that's why, if it does happen, I think the government would reopen. And this is why I'm against it for that reason as well, because then I don't see the money being appropriated. It won't be. And then the court process goes on. It's not going to be the panacea everybody thinks it is. Really, I mean, a lot of people, I think, are under the false impression that he signs the order on Monday and then by Wednesday they're digging. No, it's not how it works. And unfortunately, I think it makes it harder, actually a lot harder, for the president going forward. But I think the Republicans would go along with it if they could reopen the government, which is why I think that would be what would happen. If it does happen, that's also what would happen. And I could be wrong, but again, you know, I'm often not on these things because I kind of read the tea leaves a little bit, and I think that there are voices who are pressuring him to do it for the purpose of getting the government reopened. There are other cooler heads around him saying, nah, it's not really going to be the answer you're looking for in this, versus holding firm and making them deal with you, making them actually come to a deal. We'll watch how that plays out. But I think it's like anything else in life. You know, you hear something and you go, oh, well, that's the answer. And but the more you explore it, the more you realize it's not exactly the answer you think. You know, it's not like declaring a national emergency or if there's a storm or something and then you declare it for the purposes of getting funding for the local communities or having, you know, the support of the federal government and dealing with a storm or something like that. It's not like that. In this case, it would be court challenges and arguments and would go up probably all the way to the Supreme Court. I don't think it should, by the way. From my own personal opinion, I don't think the courts should be able to check the president on the issue of what he feels is a national emergency, but they would, and they do. And so while they were on his side for the, you know, for the whole trade deal, I'm sorry, the whole immigration ban from the, I'll quote the media here, the predominantly Muslim countries, and they said the president has the right to do this for national security. Think of how long that took for the Supreme Court to side with him. So yes, you could have a judge who says, yeah, the president's in, within his rights, and we're going to let him go forward as this is argued through court. You could. Or you could have an injunction ordered, in which case then nothing's going to happen until it's heard by the Supreme Court and then ruled on by the Supreme Court. They don't work very fast, deliberately. So they don't work very, very quickly, even when it's the president. But that also complicates another thing, and that is that, and I want to be very clear on this, I'm not making fun of Ruth Bader Ginsburg's health. I'm making fun of the fact that Democrats will never let this woman go. And I feel bad for her. I really do. At 85 years old, she should be able to now go and get better and be with her family and get out of there. But they don't care about her. See, they're the ones that don't really care about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, because they would have her stay there forever. Because for them, it's a seat that blocks Trump from getting another justice. That's the reality. I'm not the one being mean. They are. They are being mean because they're so terrified of having another conservative put on that court. They don't care about her health. They could care less about her health. They just want her to get back to work. Well, anyway, let's say she does decide to retire, which I hope she does. I'm not hoping that she dies, and I'm not hoping that she's incapacitated. I hope she retires. I hope Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who's done a lifetime of service for this country, service of which I largely disagree with, will now retire at 85 and then go and spend her time on Earth, because we don't know how long we have. None of us do. Whether you're 85 or you're 5, you have no idea how long you have on Earth. So go live your life. But that's not going to happen. But let's say it does. Let's say she does decide to leave or something else happens. Well, then the president's going to appoint another justice. And this issue is going to be right at the center of the confirmation hearings. Well, the president declared a national emergency. How do you feel about national emergencies? And then, of course, the only way that person's going to be confirmed is if they come out and say, well, I think we have to be very judicious, and we've got to be very clear in how we, you know, the president, he's got to do a big dance there. And he probably won't be able to rule on this issue, and he'd say that, but, or she, and she might be asked, and it only complicates the confirmation hearing as well. I don't see how this is a win for anybody. I really don't. You know, and you know me, I consider myself to be a pretty nice guy, so I don't blast people when they disagree with me. In fact, I welcome it, even when people tell me to go F myself or whatever that I got today earlier on Twitter. And you can comment Facebook, Twitter, facebook.com/Zioli Show. You can email me. You can disagree with me. You can call the show right now, 855-839-1210, and disagree with me 100%. But I do not see how this benefits anybody except the left down the road in the future. Really, I've thought it all out. I've only come to this conclusion after playing it all out and seeing that a national emergency declaration, the challenge in court, how long that process takes. Meanwhile, the government is reopened because it's the only way Republicans are going to go along with it. And then you're going to have the government going on full cylinders. Meanwhile, the wall's not getting built. But now the door's open for a national emergency declaration. And even if the courts rule against him, the Democrats, now that it's open, Pandora's box, they'll try. They'll try for their own national emergency declaration and see what the courts do. So I don't see how this benefits anybody. And then if the president is in the middle of a Supreme Court justice confirmation fight, this complicates that. So no, my opinion is you just stay firm. Just hold your ground, sir. And eventually they're going to give in. I really believe that. Maybe it'll take 6 months. I'm okay with that. I am okay with that. This is Democrat Congresswoman Katie Hill, who's feeling very nervous right now. She's a freshman member of Congress from California. She's feeling the heat. She's a Democrat. Cut one.
Call it steel slats, then, if you will, okay, in areas where there aren't natural barriers. Call it what you want.
Right.
Will you, as a Democrat, vote for any funding for that?
I think that I am definitely someone who will vote for a comprehensive border control, border security package that includes immigration reform.
But so, is that some? But Congresswoman, I just want a really straight answer here. Will you vote for any money for a steel barrier?
I mean, I will definitely, I don't know if it's steel. I will vote for some money for physical barriers.
Okay.
It's not going to be, yeah, it's not going to be across the entire 2,000-mile stretch, and it's certainly not going to be a concrete wall, but it will be part of a package. I can almost, you know, bet on it.
Well, that's, well, that's more than a lot in leadership are willing to do right now.
Now, that's CNN, and she's very disappointed with the congresswoman's answer. But this congresswoman, I don't know her. I have no idea. She sounds reasonable to me. She's also a Democrat, so take that with a grain of salt. But I do know that she's realizing now the wall's not a bad thing in her state, in her district. She'll vote for it. There are a lot of Democrats who are feeling that exact same way right now. And the only reason why this is not being voted on, and the only reason why the president's not getting his $5.7 billion, is because of two people. Count Chuckula and the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi. And that's it. Because if they called the vote on this tomorrow, it would pass. It would. Yeah, I know the kook wing of the party, the whole party's nuts, but the kook wing, the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wing, they'll never want it because they're open borders. But most of the Democrats see this hurting them politically. They don't look at this as a brave stand. They don't. This is not a brave stand in their world. Their party used to support all of this up until 5 minutes ago when Trump became president. So for these members of Congress, these Democrats, they're feeling the heat and they want this money to be appropriated to the president. They are not going to die on this hill. Yes, some of them will. But that's not the majority. And I'm telling you, the longer this goes on, the more Nancy and Chuck are going to get heat from their own party, from their own members, and they're going to have to deal with the president. Going to have to do it. You know, and I've said again, and I'll say it one more time, the National Emergency Declaration gets them off the hook. And you have some Republicans pushing for that because then the government gets to reopen, it gets them off the hook, and they know the court process, how it works. I was asked a question of standing. Well, it's a complicated issue, but the House Republicans sued Obama when he wrote DACA, and they had standing to sue, and they were heard in court. So, again, it's going to be an issue of a complicated process. But I know politics, and I know when you've got Democrat members of Congress feeling it's okay to go on national television, think about this now, and say that she would vote to fund physical barriers at the border. That means it's no longer actually politically toxic for them to say that. Think about that.
Rizzioli 3 to 6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.